When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Forever Dog.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
We are back. We're back. Hey, Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to say, hey, Sydney.
Oh, hey, Sydney.
Oh, God. Okay. Hello, lovers. We got so much great feedback from last episode. We're going to do it again. With just us.
Just us. Just the
two of us. Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us. And Andrew as well.
I'm here as well. Just the three of us.
Hello, Andrew. Thank you for clocking in on time today. Now, Andrew, you're wearing glasses today. Do you usually have contact lenses?
I usually have contact lenses in. It's like, there's a problem with my eye. It's gross. And it said that it would...
You got pink eye?
No, not pink eye. It was just, I don't know. It's
Marie,
just...
why would you think that Andrew, a gay man, has pink eye? That's homophobic.
No, it's homophobic
for
you
straight
to
people... make... Yeah, it's homophobic for you to call it homophobic. Yeah. That is homophobia right there.
Actually, wow. I can't do a gay on gay crime, honey. So that's not happening.
You actually can, babe. That's how that
it just
works.
Happened. It was just recorded.
You actually just...
If you run the tapes back, it's because I'm calling out homophobia, not because
it's
I'm homophobic.
It's actually because you're homophobic. You just assume...
No, it's actually because I am not homophobic, and I know my good sis who's Haitian.
Right. What I'm hearing is
where the homophobia lies within.
You. It lies in you. First of all,
what?
You think only gay people could get pink eye? That's
no,
crazy.
That's you. No, bitch. That's crazy that you would even come in my face and come in my good sis Andrew's face with the bullshit.
Come in Andrew's face is how he had to take the contacts out. Yeah. Oh, now he's wearing glasses.
Okay, Kiki, you bring it back, bitch. See, this is why, we starting off real hot already. I'm loving it.
I feel like The Homophobia Lies Within is a good episode title.
Mm-hmm. But... We put an asterisk.
I love it. Yeah. We start so strong in this family. This family is so fucking strong. The way it's built... It's built on funny only, okay?
This family is stronger than a Tyler Perry movie family that has made it to the end of the film and is crying together and hugging each other.
Yeah, I wouldn't even recall a Tyler Perry family being strong because something is always going down.
Right, and then at the end, they like... At the funeral or at the bakery or at the church scene when the choir is, you're doing the Millie Rock, that's mm-hmm. when they realize that they need each other. Mind you, I haven't watched a Tyler Perry movie in forever. And also, this is the second week in a row that we mentioned him. So shout out to Mr. Perry.
I feel like there's a role coming for one of us, or maybe just you, Marie. And
yes, me and Tyler Perry in a really bad wig. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'd love to see it.
I mean, a sheck is a sheck.
A sheck. A sheck is a sheck. Shekels on my feet.
That's sheck spelled with a Q-U-E. A sheck.
Shekels on my feet.
Okay, so Andrew's giving sexy librarian today.
Oh, thank you.
Sydney's giving Love and Hip Hop Headed to the Reunion. Pre-makeup. You got that bonnet on, sis. It's giving Basketball Wives.
Rolling my eyes. Thank you. Well, the thing is that I'm still on the what? West Coast. I'm still on the West Coast. I'm going back to back. Cali.
But you're still there, so it's not back.
Yeah, I'm still here, guys. And so it's quite early for me, but very late for my friends over there in very the East late. Coast.
It's 12:18. It's noon here. It's 9 o'clock in the morning for you. People be collecting at work after being on a train for a commute at this time.
Yeah. And yet, Sydney, you're the one bringing the most energy today. It's pretty wild.
You know what?
Reminiscent of a crackhead.
That's also a good title, reminiscent of a crackhead. But because of my loyalty to the addicts, we will not put that as a title.
The addicts, yeah. Andrew. Put that.
I think that's another title.
Loyalty to the addicts. What?
That's so good.
And okay,
loyalty to the addicts. Honestly,
loyalty.
Okay, so Sydney, why are you so energized? You had a Red Bull for breakfast?
I did not, Marie. I actually didn't. I went to bed. I don't know. I feel like we kind of went to bed late last night. But my lover,
what time is late?
I don't know, like 12:30. We've been going to bed early here.
12:30 is not late.
But it's, I mean, it's kind of late for us. We've been going to bed at like around like 11, 10:30 even sometimes. She just gets up early. She's just like an early bird gets the worm, you know? And she had to go to the DMV again today.
For the worm.
Yes, exactly. And I just don't understand why the DMV is such a hectic, chaotic, toxic place. Like, why does it have to be that way? The people that work there are not happy. The people who go there are miserable. It's just, why can't I just send in a fucking photo and y'all just, there it is.
Yeah, but you know what's wild is the DMV is trash in every city.
In every.
On any block.
It don't matter. Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you live. I don't think, if you're listening to this, please send us an email or a message and tell us of a positive DMV experience that you've had, because I don't think that those exist.
Oh, okay. I will say that the DMV near the near Financial District in New York, there's a DMV that's kind of small. It's not a big ass DMV, and there is literally no one there. And I went there, and I was in and out. I will say that was a problem.
What did you go to the DMV for, sis? You don't have a license.
Ah, the funny thing is
that— What was you doing at the Department of Motor Vehicles?
That was the last time I had a non-driver license. I had an identification card. The last time I went, I got it there. And the person was like, hey, I think you have something on your mouth. Before she—
What was it?
I don't know. Maybe a crust or something. I think I had a croissant before I went to the DMV.
A crust. That's really funny.
Yeah, but I was in and out, and it wasn't.
I think there's a Broad City episode where she goes to that DMV, and it's not in and out. It's like, it's not good.
People know not to go there. But that's when I used to live in Harlem, and there was no way I was going to Harlem. I remember when I went to the Social Security office in Harlem, and when I tell you, I wanted to shoot myself.
Okay, babe, what does one do at the Social Security office? This is sounding like you are in your early 60s. What were you doing at the Social Security?
Because I lost I had like threw all my stuff away. I was drunk and just threw my whole wallet, everything away.
Did you lose everything in a fire?
No, bitch. Why? I was drunk and I had stuff in my wallet and I threw it all away.
People leave their house with the Social Security card in their wallet? Why do you have that?
Yeah.
Look at me and Andrew's faces.
Who are you showing that to?
I've never even seen my Social Security card. I think
Social Security
lives in my
dad's wallet. That's also a title.
No. That's for the boomers, sis. The baby boomers. Ain't no boomers here, babe.
I am so exhausted from you two. Anywho, yeah, so anytime you go to the DMV or Social Security office or anything that has to deal with getting your life in order, it's not going to be a breeze. You're going to be miserable. So I'm like, how can they make it better?
I think it's because a lot of these people are underpaid and I don't know. They got to wear them. Do they have to wear ugly uniforms at the DMV?
No.
Giving mailman uniform kind of. No, they wear what they want.
Well, the thing about being underpaid is, honey, we're all underpaid.
That's not true. Some of us are not underpaid. Not here on this chat. But I mean, there's people who make good money. I'm talking mainly like entertainers and Jeff Bezos.
Well, those people are not listening to this fucking podcast. We're talking. No, we're speaking for the people who listen to us.
Right, but you can't say most people are underpaid. Most government jobs, like low-level government jobs, are underpaid. Teachers are underpaid. Comedians who have a podcast that they record on Zoom, underpaid. But, hold on, there's a fire truck. Somebody's on fire.
Are firefighters underpaid?
Some of them are volunteer. They don't even get paid.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. You won't imagine catch me. Couldn't be me, sis. Couldn't be me.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to wait in the truck. Mm-hmm. Huh? You want me to raise the ladder up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, but.
I'll volunteer to turn the water on for the hose. I'll do that.
Right. I'll be on water duty, but yeah. I'm not going inside.
No, in a fire? A whole one? Nah, listen, I'm good.
I'll put the outfit on and take pictures in front of that truck every day to bring awareness to fire safety.
You know what? I would volunteer at the firehouse, you know? Like, when they want a cup of noodles, I'll heat them up for them, you know? I'm not cleaning up. I'll turn the TV on. Ooh, I like cookies. I'll make some cookies, but like, yeah.
Sid can cook at the firehouse?
Yeah.
You would how to start a fire at the firehouse. You would burn the firehouse.
Marie, down. Why That's are you so wild. Fucking funny, bitch?
I don't know. I mean, Sydney, if we do the math, you got like 10 hours of sleep too. You got a lot of sleep. 12:30 to what time you got up? 9?
Don't do that. Something? Don't do that. I got up 10 minutes before the podcast.
So 9.
8:50.
Sydney, you got 9 hours of sleep last night.
And that's why I'm on, bitch. So what's the problem?
No, I'm just saying, like, you're like, I woke up early for you guys. But sis, you got more than the recommended amount of hours is what
I'm
saying.
I am underpaid and underappreciated. So at least I can do for myself is get in an extra hour.
I think you got somebody that's appreciating you pretty thoroughly over there right now. So please don't do that to me and Andrew and our single asses in our houses right now.
That's true.
Do I smell a hater?
No, babe. You smell a lonely one less lonely girl.
You know what's not lonely? Our emails. Some people have emailed us, Marie.
People have emailed us. Yeah.
Let's fucking get in there, bitch. Marie is really great at reading out loud, and that's why she books for voiceovers. So I think she should start this one off.
Oh wait, before we start,
yeah.
I have an audition on Friday to be the new voice of BET.
Oh my God. Marie.
Yeah. And right before we did this episode, I recorded a voiceover audition for this like new Nickelodeon show where I would be playing a teacher named Miss Williams, but she's like the cool black Miss Frizzle. I said, oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I can do that. We could totally see it. You have the voice.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I feel good about that. Hopefully, you know, she who does not watch BET will be on BET. That would be cool. Okay, this email is long. Okay, wow, so many paragraphs. Damn.
Well, it you see
Cassandra?
Like the one paragraph that starts with now to the main topic of this email. The first few paragraphs, the first two are like complimenting you.
Okay, we want to hear that.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have to read them. It's a lot of words. But this person says that they're a huge fan and they're a Patreon subscriber to prove what a big fan I am. Suffice to say. Come on, word of the week. Use it in a sentence. Many a night I have fallen asleep to Sydney is the New Orange, often specifically at the point, Marie, but they didn't Mirandize you, sis. Sydney, I know those bastards.
That was a great episode.
Oh, that classic. Suffice to say, we love it too, babe. Okay, now to the main topic of this email. I would like to ask for your advice, as I think you represent often such divergent, equally valid viewpoints. Okay, come on, worldly wise. Okay. I would like to start with the admission that for a while now, I've been toying with the idea of moving to the U.S. Okay, this is why this person talks like this, because they didn't get educated in the United States.
Yeah, at all.
Okay. I've been toying with the idea of moving to the United States in order to find a wonderful African-American man I can build a life with. Good luck.
I was like, our good sis who's reading this is also looking for an African-American man.
You should stay where you're at, babe, because, you know, I'm looking for the good African-American man myself. I must admit that, these words is hard.
Intensification and publication of racial conflict in the U.S. over the last few years. Wow.
Is making it really hard for me to give credence to... Credence?
Credence.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. This is a bonus. Somebody else got to come in and read this. Okay. Hold on. There's another siren, another volunteer fire truck who's driving by. Do y'all hear that?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot going on over there. What do you live in the ghetto?
Ra-ta-ta-ta. Okay. I am at... Oop. Okay. That was an amulet, not an ambulance. That was like an old person ambulance. Mm-hmm. I'm at a point in my life where I have worked out through working on myself that I want a man with whom I share a background, and it happens. I can't seem to connect with Afro-European men, but Afro-Americans slide into my DMs regularly. That's because Americans ain't got no shame, right? And I find them, for the most part, hot. Although things are not perfect by any means. What? Andrew, what is this email? Did you proofread
it? Although things are not perfect by any means for Afro-Europeans, do I risk the level of comfort I have built in my current life for the uncertain, to me, dynamics of being in the U.S.? I think this listener is too smart for
her. Yeah, I was like, do you really listen to us, girlfriend?
Girl, why are you listening to this podcast? You got to listen to something else, like the Nightline NBC podcast, the CNN podcast. Okay, for context, I'll be as blunt and honest as I would like honest advice. I am attractive and almost regularly reply to only a tenth of the men contacting me on dating apps.
Ooh, I love this confidence, baby.
A lot of people bore me. I am mixed Afro-European and speak 5 languages with varying degrees of fluency. Okay. I have a 6-figure salary and admittedly amazing healthcare. Okay. Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Okay. Come on, JD. I think she's attracted to me. Girl, if you want to date me, just talk to me.
Wait, hold on. Let's get the rest of the dating profile.
I am
clearly academic. Yeah, you are. I can challenge most people intellectually. And the white side of my background has afforded me a good education.
Oh, she's mixed.
Well, yeah, you didn't get that from Afro-European?
Yeah.
I cook well, okay? I can iron. I can dance. I enjoy the theater. I exercise regularly. I know the privilege I was born into, and yet I am riddled with said self-hate. Parentheses. Sydney? Question mark? What?
Bitch.
So this person wants to know if they should stay in Europe with all of this stuff that they have to find a man that bores them, or move to the United States for a black man. Is that what the question is?
Girl, I don't think you're listening to the right podcast, because if you really listen, I think we've given enough advice to be like, stay your ass where you at.
I think that what you need to do is travel. I don't think you need to move to the United States, but like, you know, do a summer here, or where in the United States would you come?
Yeah, but
the black men in New York are different than the black men in Atlanta, different than the black men in Chicago. Like, it's all different.
She's like, I don't want to be bored. I want to be constantly having anxiety, wondering if my man is cheating on me. Girl, come on over to the USA if that's what you really want. If you want the
USA.
Hey, USA. If you constantly want to be doubting yourself and wondering if you got that good puss enough to keep somebody to not want to date your best friend, I mean, yeah, Come on over to USA. Come on over to Brooklyn.
Also, sweetie, have you not tried, like, you know, have you been to London? I feel like it's some hot Africans and or Jamaicans living in London. You haven't, have you been to, you know, are there hot black men with unbuttoned shirts in the south of France?
She said that she can't connect with Afro-European men, but she's like happy that African-American men are sliding into her DMs regularly and she finds them hot.
So you like people who speak in slang and misspell words sometimes? It sounds, what you need, sis?
I'm trying to understand why she said, I'm riddled with self-hate. Sydney question mark? What the fuck does that mean? That's what we
she
really
does
need
to the podcast.
She listened to the podcast because you'd be like, I hate hot people. And then I drag you for being hot. And you'd be like,
right.
Well, am I? But say it again, you know? So maybe she do listen to the podcast. But that was a weird thing to put in the pool.
I think she was trying to be funny, like you, Marie. LOL.
Trying?
Ooh, ooh. Oh, so I meant Andrew. My bad. Sorry. Andrew, oh. Question mark?
There you go.
She said, in any case, it would be nice to talk to you as you live rent-free in my mind. I know you've had a code-switching expert on the pod, but maybe you'd want one from the European perspective, perhaps on the subject of third culture children like Marie is. Okay, wow.
Wow, someone you sound like a stalker, babe.
Yeah, someone who seems consistently to appeal to white doctors, lawyers, and investment bankers. Here's what you do, babe. You take those white lawyers, doctors, engineers, investment bankers, you let them take you all over the world. You treat them like Cassie treated Diddy. How about that? She spent like the better half of her 20s, you know, living lavishly. And then when they broke up, she met the love of her life and had two kids by him. So I think you just gotta get outside. I don't think you gotta move here.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to move to the United States.
Wear your good years out with somebody rich. So like you have culture and you have money and you
have jewelry
and you've traveled. And then settle down with like the love of your life and they could be whoever they are, you know, whatever it is financially, because you've already exhausted that life. So
right. Right. That's it. That's our advice for you, friend. Use these beige bankers till you are done and then find you, you know, a little Shamar Moore with cornrows.
Yeah. With a life beater. And also, you never sent a photo. You got all this confidence, but you never sent us a photo of you. So if you're listening, what's her name?
Cassandra.
I'm going to call you Cassie. Cassie, if you are listening, we would love for you to, one, send us an email with a photo of yourself. And also, would you like to be on the podcast? Because I would like to talk to you.
Well, that's what sis was saying. She should be on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want a photo. I feel like I want a little video clip. I need
that
to see
too. That too.
That you speak of.
That too.
Send us a reel with all the bullet points that you hit. We want to see you ironing shirts with buttons on them. And we want to see you dancing and cooking and enjoying theater.
And also, okay? If you like women, I mean, I think you have a better chance of finding someone. Just saying.
I don't think that she likes women just based on what the whole email
I know what the email sent, but I'm just saying, like, if you were into women, I think that you would have a better chance in America, specifically Brooklyn.
Okay. Love that for you.
All right, well.
And that's it. That was our first and honestly, flawlessly handled email with big words.
We love. Okay, we have another email from our good old Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Andrew and Marie. Hey, Sydney.
Oh.
That's a weird way to break it up.
Hey, Andrew, Marie, !! Hey, Sydney, period.
Parentheses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that feels. Okay, I got out of a 4-year relationship last summer, 2020, and it's been kind of hard for me to get back out into the dating scene. Earlier this year, I was seeing a guy from Grindr. Okay, Jesse's gay. Oh, that's why they said, hey, Andrew, first, because it's a gay man. We went on 2 dates.
Right.
We went on
right, okay.
Yeah, we went on 2 dates, both of which he he initiated. No sex / intimacy. It was kind of on me to set up the third date, but I didn't do it. He's a nice guy and cute, but I, for some reason, didn't feel motivated. That was like 2 months ago. Since then, he has tapped me 4 times on Grindr. Andrew will know.
Andrew, what's a tap? That's like a reminder, like a hey
a ho.
Tap is like, it's like a message, but like it's like a poke on Facebook. It's just to let you know, like, hey, I'm
remember
interested.
Remember a poke on Facebook? Yeah. Wow.
I miss the poking.
TBT. I miss poking too, but not on Facebook. Yeah. Okay, continue.
Work. Okay, no texting or messaging, just tapping. This is kind of hot to me because I basically rejected him and he's kind of still pursuing me. So he must really be into me? ? Also, I kind of want to just suck his dick. Any advice? Should I ask him out or has it been too long? Love you guys. Jesse from Indiana. Okay, Jesse from Indiana, you are toxic and we love you.
No, Jesse, you are not toxic.
Yes, you are.
I'm the opposite. Next time he taps you, pokes you, whatever, don't ask him on another date. Just, can I suck your dick? ?
That's what I'm thinking too.
Honestly, that's really what you got to do. Yes.
I disagree.
That's hot. Do that. And then you don't ever have to see him again if you don't want to.
Marie, when's the last time you just text somebody, hey, I just want to suck your dick? That's not happening.
Do you know who I am? Why would I text anybody that I want to suck their dick? I don't want to suck their dicks.
Right.
Hey, I want to sit on your face.
Right.
Hey, I've texted people. Stop it. I've texted people things like that. But if what you want and what is turning you on is the sex part, then you're clearly not into this person, like, dating wise. You just got out of a 4-year thing.
Yeah.
This is going to be a rebound. So rebound like the hoe that you want to be. And then when you're ready to stop doing that, you can meet somebody that you actually want to talk to. What is your advice, Sydney, about toxicity?
I mean, it seems like, well, when you said that he's nice, when anybody says nice, that means I'm not really feeling you. And that's your initial thing. It's like, you're nice. Like, you're not a bad person, but like, you're all right. You're not really what it is.
So what's the problem?
The problem is that now all of a sudden, because you rejected him, now, and he's still into you, you like that? That's weird. I'm sorry. That's like,
that's not weird.
That is weird.
It feels, it's not weird. We like when people like us. And sometimes when people like us, we like them less. Because we're like, ugh, they're pressed.
And that's toxic.
It's not toxic. It's human nature. It's human nature to want people to like you. And sometimes when someone is too into you, you're like, ugh. Also, 2 months have passed since they hung out. You know I don't like you.
Right.
But you still poking me. That means you want to poke me in real life. It's not about a relationship or a connection. This person is horny too. And he didn't say he wanted. He wants to provide him a service. I just want to suck his dick. Do it. Yeah. Be a good person and suck that dick.
But he only wants to suck his dick because he's like, oh, I rejected you and you still want me.
Okay, but it's not, babe, I understand what you're trying to say here. I understand where you think you're going here, but this person rejected you and still wants to suck your dick. Like, let them do that.
And I said he could do that, but I'm also like, that's toxic behavior.
I don't think that. Angie, what do you think?
I think I'm with Sydney more here, actually. I think that this other person that is pursuing Jesse might be a little like unwell if they're not getting the message across that like it wasn't a date that went well and they shouldn't like pursue it further. So I think that if it does sound like a good idea for like Jesse to go suck his dick, but like I think that like the guy would just be so obsessed with like, oh my god, attention from Jesse, and it would just be taken to the next level. And it's like, you don't want
that.
Yeah,
but that's what the black button is for. Also, restraining orders are, I think, easy to get now.
Marie, stop. All of your advice is no, ma'am.
Get you a little Kevin Costner bodyguard and call it a day.
Then the next email, hey, guys, I'm emailing you from a bush that I'm hiding in. Because, you know that man that I sucked his dick? Now he's following me everywhere. What should I do? Love you guys. Jesse from Indiana.
But I understand that, but he didn't say that the guy is stalking him or showing up at his work. He said
but it's like this guy
poked him on Grindr four times.
This guy is taking the time out of his day to like continuously pursue. It doesn't even matter that it's a tap. It like you are continuously pursuing someone that it just didn't go well with. So it's like, why are you doing that? This person's not well.
And it's a tap. It's a tap too. It's like just.
Yes, but they didn't say that the dates didn't go well. They said the person was nice and it was on them to set up the third date and they just never did it.
No, but there's a reason that Jesse's not, he's not feeling great about it. He doesn't want to do it.
Jesse doesn't want a man. Jesse just wants to suck some pain.
I don't know if this guy's
all right then, Jesse. Just go on in the street. You know how many people want to get their dick sucked? Like, you don't have to get this person.
It doesn't have to be this person. Yeah. Right. Right.
But I don't know how much options
are
in
Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse, that's you didn't send us a picture. Hey, moving forward, if you guys ever send us email, you should just slide on a photo or just give us your Instagram handle so we can check you out. That would be really be helpful.
Preferably in high res.
Yeah.
We don't want
hate pixelated photos. Yeah. That's not the bee's knees, babe.
Don't take a picture of the pictures, upload it into your scanner, and then send. No.
Yeah. And don't send us a photo of all four of your friends and you somewhere in there. Like, I don't want to be looking, you know, duck, duck, goose to figure out who's Jesse from Indiana.
And if your collar is popped in the photo, we will roast you. Mm-hmm. Not sure why it would be popped if you listen to this here podcast, but you know.
I think moving forward in 2021, do as you say and say as you do. Like, if you want to hook up with somebody, message them, say, hey, I'm interested. There is no, like, stop the tapping, the poking, the, like, I'm gonna like 20 of your photos in 2 minutes. Like, that's just dumb. Just we've already been through so much. If you want something, go and get it. And if they reject you, then let it go.
Right. You got to let it go. But also, you have to do what you do intentionally.
Yep.
If you just want to hook up with somebody, you got to be intentional about that hookup.
Yep.
Hey, you're cool. I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
I suck your dick. If that's what it is, that's what it is.
Yeah.
If you want more, if you want a relationship, if you are looking for your husband or your future wife or whatever, then you got to be intentional in how you date and who you date, because telling people that you want to be in a relationship and then they're like, well, I'm not really into that, but we'll see. That person is not being intentional with you. Don't let them waste your time.
Yep. And also stop thinking that you're going to change people's mind. Oh, I'm going to wear them down. Like, they don't want a relationship yet. No, bitch, they didn't told you no. They don't want no relationship. So stop trying to think like, oh, I got it in the palm of my hands. No, because then you got a year later and you're like, I wonder why they haven't asked me to be serious yet. They're playing games. No, babe, you're playing yourself. They're not playing games. You're playing yourself. That's a great title. Thank you so
much.
You're
playing yourself. I mean, I don't like that more than the other two that we
had. Okay, well, I'm just saying.
I do, but you know, write down you're playing yourself. Sure. Don't play games. Play yourself or something. Whatever. Something like that, what she said.
Right.
But yeah, Sydney, I agree with that. I think that, you know, we at this point have survived a global pandemic. Mm-hmm. And coming out of this, I feel like we had a lot of time to reflect on who we are and what we've done and what we want. So, like, you know you. Nobody knows you better than you know you.
Yep.
So if something isn't, doesn't align with how you feel or making you feel good or whatever, just stop.
Yep.
But also speak on it, because, you know, I had to block somebody recently. And
with all caps, block.
But it was like, he was sending me blocks of text. And I was like, I'm not reading any of this. I don't have it in me to read this. I don't care. And when I told him I didn't care, he was like, you do care, because I care. And I was like, you don't care either.
That's
don't,
not how like, that works.
Stop.
Yeah.
But my only regret in that blockation situation is that I did not properly curse this person out.
But but why? Why do you need to curse people out? Your point is you're moving on.
Right.
You know? I think that's the last word. You moving on.
Yeah, but the word could have been a little bit more mean. First of all, this person called me mean in the last conversation that we had, and I was like, I literally have been the nicest that I could possibly be to this person that I could have, like,
I agree.
The nicest to him.
I agree.
Nicest to him.
I will say, as someone who's known you for, I don't know, 7 years now,
That's what I'm saying. And it was like, so if you're going to call me, I should have just been mean when he said that. But I didn't even have it in me to do that. Mm-hmm. But like, if I had been true to myself, then I would have destroyed his feelings and then I would have blocked him so he could never speak to me again.
Okay. But, well, you have the floor now, sis. Without being too specific, what's something that you would have said? Like, I am that person. What would you have said to me?
I'm having a really good morning, and I'm coming from a place of positivity right now.
Oh, okay, good.
So that's great. I don't have it in me to say any of those things to you, Sydney.
That's because you love me.
Right. But I mean, I guess at one time I loved him too. So there's also But you know, sometimes you have to really love somebody to then really hate them.
Right.
Love can turn into hate. So that's something that we see on TV all the time. We be seeing it in the movies. We be seeing it on the documentaries where people murder their wives or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. That's not what I wanted to talk about. But okay. I just think if you feel something and it's something that like you either go to sleep thinking about or wake up thinking about, then that means that's what you feel. And sometimes you just got to tell the person that you're with or the people that you're dating exactly how you feel. So they know that they can't waste your time, you know?
And without me being too specific about something, another thing, people can't read your mind. If someone has hurt your feelings or have done mm-hmm. something that you don't like, you mm-hmm. should tell them. You can't just let other people like, hey, I think such and such is mad at you because X, Y, and Z. We are too grown. We are mm-hmm. too grown. Just tell them what happened. Hey, you hurt me when you did blah, blah, blah. When you said X, Y, and Z, this made me feel this way. I mean, these are, I don't know why I'm acting like a therapist now, but, you know, these are ways that you can open up a conversation for a dialogue for things to be solved. If you don't tell someone you're hurt, how will they know?
How will they know? They'll never know. How will they know?
So
you're gonna know.
So moving forward, I want y'all to work on that communication. Communication is key.
But also, I mean, yes, I feel like that's the only way that we should ever live our lives. Like, you got to be honest about what you feel, because if you're not, like, if someone's like, "Oh, did I piss you off?" and you say no, but you're mad, like, sis,
that's you. Now it's a you problem. That's you. Now you have to work on that.
Right, because they're going to keep doing that thing that pissed you off that you didn't tell them pissed you off, you know?
Yeah, people are not mind readers. You really have to just say that over and over and over again. Like, some people are literally living in a bubble. And, like, Marie's living. She's not thinking about every little single thing that she said or did. So, like... Right. I have
and to. You know, my memory is trash.
Yeah, she smokes copious amounts of weed, so like
it's crazy.
Yeah, she's edibled out, and so sometimes I have to say, "Hey, Marie, you know, you hurt me when you know you didn't say I love you back," and she'll laugh and be like, "Girl, shut up. You know I hate you." And then I'll be like, "That's Marie. I take her as she is. This is church."
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. My sis.
Amen.
My good sis.
Thank you.
Love you.
Hallelujah in the sanctuary.
Okay. So I think last week we talked mm-hmm. about, you know, leaving my cats in the house for...
Mm-mm, we talked about leaving your cats in a car with the window cracked open.
We did do that.
And you said, that's illegal. And I said, it's not.
I'm wondering... Marie, would you ever? Well, you're not an animal person. The problem is that I'm surrounded around people who can do without animals. You know, have to get I have to get Carolina on the line. But
get Carolina on the line.
If I get Carolina on the line, she'll just be like, I don't know. Her cat is her everything now. I remember when she didn't have any animals, and now she does. And it's like her whole Insta stories is her cats.
And her husband.
You
said cats? You're counting, no, one are you cat. Counting Hamide as a cat?
I mean, honestly, truly, yeah. But
people get pets, and the pets become a part of their family, and then you, you know, you're attached to your pet. Now, a pet is not the same thing as a child,
no.
But some people think that.
And those people are what? Unwell.
Who think it is the same or who is not the same?
They think it's the same, and those people are unwell.
Well, I don't know, Sydney. We be on the phone, and you be like, come say hi to T.T. Marie. Yeah. And I'm like, girl, that is not my niece. Please get that cat out of my face. And you're like, say hi. Like, that's a conversation with Sydney.
Another segment is, Marie, what would you do? So, Marie, if, like, say, for instance, I was displaced. I was displaced for.
Sydney, you're always trying to move in with me on this podcast.
You're just guising it as a segment. Yeah.
This is another segment. Marie, what would you do if I needed you?
Well, what would you do if your son was at home crying alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry?
And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a
little bit of money.
Well, Sydney, what would you do?
If I was displaced and I was like, I have nowhere to go. And but I have my cats. Can we stay with you?
You know I'm not letting y'all stay with me.
You would be like,
know I'm not letting you stay with me.
Okay, you would break us up?
I don't want, I don't want anyone, I don't want a third of y'all to stay here. So, not the cat, not Jelly, not Jam, not Sydney. I mean, Sydney, you can stay for like a day, a weekend. Don't do that. I live in a small one bedroom. You can see my whole house from this Zoom screen. So that. But also, if you were displaced, you can't stay with Carolina and her cats? All three of y'all?
Well, that's it. That's, we're just saying, like, if I'm displaced, that means the whole building was burned down.
Oh, that's a burned down situation.
Okay, so this is burned down. Okay,
and who is the cause of that?
Are you confessing
fire?
To something?
No.
Are you plotting and scheming on the
undercover? No.
Is this you confessing on the record?
Why do I hate y'all so much?
Obviously, the building burned down. Yeah.
You said if I'm displaced, that means obviously the building is on fire. There are volunteer firefighters all over the building. So the question is not really the question that you wanted to ask, though. I feel like you got to ask it different.
Andrew.
Yes.
If I had nowhere to go and it was just me and my two cats, would you take us in?
I think what we need to understand is that there are certain friends for certain situations. And I think that, Sydney, I feel like you're asking these questions. You know what the answer is going to be from both of us. But
what's the question? What's the answer, Andrew? I truly don't know.
Is hell no?
It's going to be
no.
It's going to be no. I would like, if you were really at wit's end, I would. But I know that you would not be coming to me first. Yeah.
No. If she's coming to you, that means everybody else already said no.
Oh, okay. Then I would consider
it. If she's coming to you, Andrew, that means everybody.
But how long until the building
moves? You're like, I need a date for you to get the fuck out.
Right. He's drawing up a contract before you set your bag down.
It's clear that people don't want to take in a woman and cats.
No, I just don't want.
It's women and children, not women, children, and cats.
Sis, if you had kids, I definitely wouldn't take y'all in here. So they could wipe their boogers on my good plates. So they could be like, what's that? Are you eating hot chips? Those are not hot to me. My mom, Sydney, said I could eat these chips. And you know your kids will call you Sydney.
Why are you
my
saying
mom,
that?
My mom, Sydney, said.
Why are you acting like my kids would be bad? I'm not really, my hypothetical kid, like, don't do that.
Sis, are your real life cats good? They kind of bad too, sis.
No, they're not, Marie. I need you to take that back. Mean.
I'm not taking that back. Your cats, one of your cats is mean and the other one is a ghost. So, sis is Casper. She got an attitude.
I'm wondering for the people who are like animals and in relationships, if you're like trying to shack up with somebody else and they're like, well, I'm not really a cat person or I'm not really a dog person. What do you guys do?
I would say that in the relationship that I'm in right now, that it is the person does have a cat.
And oh.
It does like affect when, sis. Yeah, no, not the, no.
Shut up, Marie.
It affects
you psycho.
A lot of different things, yes. However, but like it, it does like wake up at like 7 a.m., pause me, you know, to get fed, you know, because the cat knows that the other person isn't going to provide until.
Wait, you know, when you spend in the night, the cat is waking you up at 7 a.m. to feed.
The cat slept next to me, next to my face the entire night. And I didn't mind it. It's a very cute cat, but it does like, it is an alarm clock.
The cat slept next to your face. That's why you got your glasses on. That's right now.
Exactly.
Because the cat
why.
Hair got in the contact lenses.
Yep. Well, Anne Frank. No, Anne. Well, not Anne Frank. Wait, what, Anne is, what is her name? No, what is her name that did the Nancy Drew? Not Anne Frank.
Anne Frank and the Mystery.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm crying. Oh.
So, does this person with the cat have a roommate?
No, it's one bedroom, but doesn't like to lock the cat out of the bedroom. The cat just like has like free range of the entire apartment.
This is why I can't get with people when they cats. All cats have free range. Okay, yeah. I was on the phone with my friend the other day, and the cat was on the kitchen table, and we were shocked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was like, "The cat don't really get on the table like that," and I was like, "It's on the table right now."
Well, her husband was letting the cat on the table.
Sydney, that yawn word thing that you just did. Sorry, sorry. Ooh, that's not ASMR, babe.
No, you're right. You're right. Right.
Say it again.
Her husband was letting her cat on the table, like he was petting it and everything.
It's yucky.
Y todo.
But most people, like when I talk to them, they're like, "Yeah, my cat doesn't like when we close doors here. The cat doesn't like closed doors." And it's like the cat don't pay no bills. So she got to stay on the other side of the door. Andrew, next time you spend the night over there, close the door and see what happens.
It's just going to meow and scratch at the door.
Yeah, but eventually it's going to get tired.
I don't know about that.
And if it's scratching at the door, it's like filing its claws down.
And I will say that it does make it hard for like extended, like if he's coming over here, it's obviously hard because he can't be here for like more than 12 hours or whatever.
What? Wow. That's a lie. The cat can be cats can be home alone for at least 2 to 3 days.
Not 2 to 3 days.
Whoa, Sydney. When I said that last week, you were like, "No, you can't leave a cat alone," and that's how we got into the conversation about leaving a cat in a car. And now you're saying 2 to 3 days.
Wow.
I don't recall. I can't confirm or deny, babe.
Listen, I'm sure Cassie and Jesse were listening last week, and they could tell you exactly what you had said. But yeah, the cat is cock blocking you, Andrew, and you.
I think so, but it's, I can't come between them.
But you like this person.
You can't come between them. Now, I think that if your person you're with, this is for everybody, if they have a pet, you have to consider the pet if you want to be long term with them. If you're like, "I don't really fuck with cats like that," then don't fall in love with a cat person. That's a great title. Don't fall in love with a cat person.
But I don't think that people choose to fall in love with a cat person or not fall in love with a cat person. But like, if you know that you are limited in the time, I'm not fighting you for your cat for your time. I'm not fighting with anybody for them to spend time with me over their pet. If the pet is more important to you, then I guess we gotta wait the 15 years till the cat dies and then you can come back into my DMs or something, because I'm not competing with a four-legged animal for your time and attention. And if the cat is waking me up at 7 a.m., I'm not spending the night at your house. I'm not staying there.
Sydney.
Or,
go ahead.
I'm going to close the door.
Yes,
how Andrew. Do you feel about automatic feeders? Because that was something that I was like thinking about getting this person.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It really does help.
But
Once they get the automatic feeder, they're not as dependent on you. But I did a little, you know, test where I stopped using the automatic feeder, and when I had to feed them, they were more codependent. They're like in my face all the time.
Right.
But when I use the feeder, they're doing their own thing. They're like, "Okay, I guess I'll say hi to her," but they don't need me as much.
And that's what he's concerned about, losing that like dependency.
Okay, that's weird.
Oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
Okay.
He's afraid of losing. How old is the cat? Or how long has he had this cat?
For, I think, like 3 years.
Oh, he's pretty serious about the cat.
Mm-hmm. It's only 3 years. Yeah, you could get rid of that cat.
No, well, I had the cats for 5 and then, you know, a year by myself now, and I'm pretty serious with the cats. I'm like, I want.
Yes, but you had them for 5 years and then you didn't have them and you didn't seem to miss them that much. And then you, when they were coming back, you were like, I don't know.
Ah, that's a lie, Marie. Take that back.
No, Sydney, I am not taking that back. When the cats were coming back into your life, you were like, I don't know if I want these cats in my house.
Marie, that's a lie.
Sydney, that is not a lie.
It is.
You were not sure if you wanted those cats.
Marie, you need to stop smoking weed.
Oh my God. Sydney, you need to start smoking weed. What is this? What?
You stay lying on me. Like, damn.
Girl, I can tell by the way your bonnet is hanging off the side of your head that you lying.
I'm not like, lying. What? I swear to you, I never said that. Well, as soon as Adrian was acting like I couldn't, like, take care of the cats and they might die, I was like, the fuck I am taking these cats?
Yes, but at first, you were not doing that.
Whatever,
girl. Until she was like, well, you'll probably murder them. You were like, oh, well, now I want them because you had something to prove. But when she first was like, girl, I don't want these cats no more, you were like, well, I don't know where they're going to go. And now you're like, I mean, I guess you forgot. It's like childbirth. You forget the pain of childbirth, and then you want to have another baby. Look at you with your 7 cats.
Anywho, so, I feel like, you know, people's pets are a thing that's real touchy. And love is real touchy, and there's got to be some kind of compromise if you want both.
Well, I mean, are you going to give up cats or are you going to give up love?
Giving up cat for the cat. Cat for cat.
Well, it's giving up cats for the cat. Would you give them up?
If I could just tell people they died, I would. Because I don't want to be that person that's like, you gave up cats for a relationship. And this is not what's going on in my life. I'm just saying in general, like, I wouldn't want to be.
What do you mean if you could tell people they died? You could tell people whatever you want. But also, who cares what people think about your situation or your relationship?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It goes back to what we were talking about before. You got to do what is best for you. At the end of the day, the only thing that these cats, they'll miss you, sure, but all they care about is food and sleep and sunshine.
Yeah.
So if all you care about is food and sunshine and sleeping, then stay with the cats. But if you want to get more out of your life, if the person that you're in a relationship with is saying, I don't have room in my home for these, then you have to make a choice. And also remember that cats don't live as long as people. So you gonna have these cats until, you know, they move on. And then what? You gonna start again by yourself?
This is, you're not talking about my life. You talking to the listeners, because this is.
I'm talking to anybody who's talking about my cats are more important than my relationship, where my relationship is getting in the way of my love for my animal. Like, I don't know. I'm not an animal person, so I'm obviously the wrong person to be talking
to. It's clear
this,
you're not an animal person. You're not a kid person. You're not a person's person.
I'm a person's person.
That was mean, Sydney.
Yeah, and you see who didn't get offended by it? Me. But Sydney got offended when I told her the truth about what she said when she first was offered these cats. But, you know, I'm not mean. I'm actually really nice. And
yeah, there's been some talk around the town that Marie's mean. So.
So. Okay. Cool. Sydney. Noted.
First of all, I don't think you're mean. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You just called me mean.
No,
you
no, no.
Just called me
when
mean.
When did I call you mean?
Just now!
You said that she's not a cat person, she's not a baby person, and she's not a people's person. I think that was...
You said that.
Yeah.
No. This is when I say that. When I say she doesn't... Like, they can come or go. She's not... That's what I mean. Like, she's not obsessed with cats or, like, pets. Mm-mm. She's not obsessed with babies. It's not a deal breaker for her. And she's not, I mean, when she likes people, but also she doesn't have to, she's not like looking for people's friendship or attention.
That was hard. That was difficult what? To listen to.
This
that,
apology
why?
Tour.
No,
this
apology tour. No, don't do that. Marie is not begging to be liked or looking for friends. And that's good. That's what I mean.
That's not what the tone. That's
well,
not
I'm
what was
sorry
implied.
The tone was wrong, Marie. I apologize.
Andrew. Okay.
I will fight for Marie to the nines, okay?
Would you give up your cats for me?
Stop doing this. You're doing this to each other, and it's like Sydney wants to move in after her home burns down. Marie, no. You're putting each other in very difficult positions.
No, Andrew, because Sydney can be like, well, we have nowhere to go. Would you take us in? Well, would you give up the cats for me?
Meaning like, and Marie, you were like, Sydney, I want to be with you. And Marie, if you're like, honestly, I'm in love with you, Sydney, and all this time, it was the like you and these cats.
What would you do? If I came out to you and I proclaimed my love for you, and I was like, sis, I love you.
Yeah. The title is Marie Loves Sydney. That's the title.
Okay, we have a list that we're gonna go over at the end of the episode.
Yeah, we gotta go over them at the end. But okay, Sydney, what would you do? Would you give up your cats for me?
If you were like, the only way I could be with you if you didn't have these cats or a girlfriend, well, if I was the first person you're coming out to, I couldn't just have you out here just like rejected.
So is that a yes, you throwing the cats away or
I
no?
Would ask Gina if she could hold on to the cats.
Oh, hold on. You don't think it's gonna be a permanent thing.
Right. It sounds like you're putting an expiration date on our relationship.
Wow. For a few months.
She said, hold on till Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm like, Marie's really fickle, so I don't believe that she would want to be with me. I think she would change her mind immediately after the edible hits.
I would change my mind after I had that conversation with you. I would be like, girl, I really love you, and you gotta get rid of the cats. And then while you were thinking about it, or while you were texting Gina, I'd be like, actually, I'm not really a people person, so I'm gonna go back to my house by myself.
Oh my god! Wow, this was a good one. I think it's a segment. There should be a segment of like, Marie, what would you do?
Well, Sydney, do you have any Sydney facts for us today? Because you haven't shared any Sid facts with us for a while.
I think if you're gonna do the vaccine, don't do Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, they recalled them. I don't think it's really their choice right now.
The CDC said that. That's not a Sydney fact. The Center for Disease and Control said. What, Sydney? Girl, Sydney, you work with the CDC now. Sydney, you're a comedian. Wow. I think if you're going to do a vaccine, they say don't do vaccines. And me and Andrew are like, yeah, that was trending on Twitter. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. Why? Oh, God. Wow. Well, this has been, what a delight.
What a treat.
Damn, we got 3 ads today? No, we did this already, right?
Well, let's wrap up the episode, and then you can complain about the ads that they fast forwarded through already. Mm-hmm. Guys, I hope you guys have a fabulous rest of the week, and you guys keep sending us questions. Please, you know what? Even if you don't have a question for us, maybe you could just email us some photos of you so we can see who's listening to the podcast, and we can be like, ooh, yeah, we'll look at the photos on the air.
And the email, again, is unofficialexpertise@gmail.com. That's unofficialexpertise@gmail.com.
Wow, you read the whole email.
I know.
Expertise spelled EXPERTISE.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to need y'all. This is another thing. This is a crazy ask. I'm going to need some more engagement, guys. I'm going to need some more engagement on the, the iTunes reviews and comments. I need y'all to flood it. Like, it really just takes, 1 minute of your time. But if you're really feeling fancy, maybe 2. But The reason why we're not on the charts is y'all. It's y'all. Y'all are not reposting enough. Y'all are not obsessing about us. It's y'all. We could be at the, we all of us could be at the top. You could be telling people, yeah, I'm an unofficial expert fan. And people would be like, what? Me too. But they're not, because you're not spreading the word. And it's actually racist and homophobic if you're not really doing that. So
start spreading the news.
Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. We are underrated podcasts. Underrated.
Thank you, Sydney, for that Sarah McLachlan. Andrew, can you include Sarah McLachlan music in the background?
We can do some Sarah McLachlan in the background.
I love that. That'll be a great cut and edit. I love that.
Andrew, please add that in there.
Of course.
Anyway, as always, it was good to see you guys. Andrew with the glasses, Sydney with the bonnet, and Marie with the black heart. Thank you so much.
We love you, Marie. Life would be terrible without you. So, and I don't even know if people would listen to the podcast, honestly.
Sydney is reading off a script right now. Yes.
They wouldn't listen. Yeah, this is one of the ads.
Yeah. Damn, we got four ads to do today. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @foreverdogteam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.